Trying to feed your newborn baby can be one of the most stressful things a mother can do. But in the US, a desperate situation is playing out as a formula shortage takes hold in some parts of the country, leaving parents and carers with very few options to feed their young ones. Joining me is Stephen Abrams, a professor of paediatrics at the University of Texas in Austin. Welcome to RM Breakfast.
Oh, my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Where is the baby formula shortage and how desperate is this situation?
Well, it's a two-part shortage. One part is specialty formulas like babies who are severely allergic, and that's been very severe throughout the country. More generally, for most babies, it's been gradual and then got made much worse about 2 months ago. And there's formula out there, but families are really having to hunt hard to find any.
I imagine that there's panic buying of baby formula right across the United States. I mean, that's usually a consequence when this happens. How much stress is that causing for families?
A huge amount. Not only is it panic buying, but then some people are unscrupulously selling it on the open market at much higher prices. So it's harder for lower-income families to find the formula.
One of the main drivers of the shortage is the closure of the major baby formula manufacturing plant in Michigan. Why did the Food and Drug Administration shut down Abbott Nutrition?
So they shut down that factory because of concerns about bacterial contamination. There are some babies that were reported to have received formula from the factory who got a severe infection. Whether or not it was related or not is controversial. But when the FDA, our regulatory agency, looked at the factory, they had concerns and they asked them to voluntarily recall the formula made there and close down the factory.
And the situation is particularly tough in six states where the baby formula out of stock rates are higher than 50%. It's really high. How can one manufacturer closing down have such a huge ripple effect across the country?
So that manufacturer was one of the two larger ones in the United States that controls the largest part of the market. And there already were shortages. Shortages began with the COVID-19 pandemic. They got a little better and were getting worse even before this factory closed down. So this has been something that was built, is building, and then this current closure just kind of put it out of control.
And how does the shortage impact low-income families?
Well, they get most of the lowest income families get their formula from a government program called WIC program. And about half the infants got that formula from the company that shut down that factory. So it made it even harder. The program shifted to other manufacturers, but it's hard for low-income families to go shopping around at multiple stores and pay extra for formula. So it's affected them worse than more well-off families.
There has been some commentary around mothers breastfeeding instead. Can you explain some of the reasons why, that might sound really simple, but it's not necessarily possible?
We need to be more supportive of breastfeeding in the United States as elsewhere. But right now, the problem is babies who are receiving formula. Moms who've stopped breastfeeding for whatever reason can't all of a sudden very readily just go back to doing it. Many babies, that's not a realistic possibility. So we certainly need to be more supportive of breastfeeding, but it's not very helpful to tell families they're looking everywhere for the formula their baby needs that the mom should go back to breastfeeding when that's not really possible.
And this factory was responsible for making nearly all types of specialised formula, specific mixtures to cater for children who suffer from allergies. And this is like a really big issue for many babies, just to be clear. What options are left for parents if this isn't on the shelves?
Well, for the very specialty formulas that were made for severe allergies, they mostly got it from specialized companies that distributed them or from their doctors. So they're basically forced to go back to their doctors and come up with alternatives. But it's been a very severe problem. Some babies have even been able to be hospitalized because of it. So the doctors are doing the best they can. There are alternative formulas, but they're hard to find right now.
What lengths are families going to in an effort to secure tins of formula?
Well, they're searching all over the place. There are reports of families spending hours driving between different stores that have it. Formula sold at a lot of places in the United States. It's sold at pharmacies, at groceries, and other places. So they're hunting around everywhere, borrowing from their friends, going to food banks, etc. So they're working very hard to find formula.
Are children at risk here?
They very much are. The first 6 months of life, especially, is a time when baby's only food is breast milk or formula. So for formula-fed babies, there really isn't a good alternative. Cow milk is simply not an acceptable alternative, especially in the first 6 months of life. So babies are at risk for long-term developmental defects associated with anemia from cow's milk, infections. So it's a real problem.
Now, has the FDA and the government indicated how and when this will be resolved? What are they going to do?
So that factory that was closed is supposed to begin to produce within the next couple of weeks. The exact date hasn't been announced yet. The government has announced some plans to increase importation of formula, especially from Europe. And the government's also announced that they're going to try to crack down on people selling at high prices formula that they've bought. But gradually it will get better, but it's going to be tough for a while until these sorts of things take off.
I can't imagine how stressed some of these families are. Such a hard time generally for so many parents. Oh, my heart goes out to them. Stephen, thank you for joining me.
Sure thing. Take care.
Stephen Abrams is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Texas in Austin, and I'm sure many listeners have been through that experience of breastfeeding or formula feeding a newborn baby. It's hard enough. Imagine having access issues like that. That is just terrible.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.